Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stores.
The city appears to be ready to
engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This morning, President Trump accused six Democratic lawmakers of seditious behavior punishable by death. Just to be clear, does the president want to execute members of Congress?
No. Let's be clear about what the president is responding to, because many in this room want to talk about the president's response, but not what brought the president to responding in this way. You have sitting members of the United States Congress who conspired together to orchestrate a video message to members of the United States military, to active duty service members, to members of the national security apparatus, encouraging them to defy the president's lawful orders.
Oh. What? No, that's 100% a lie. Caroline Leavitt just said something that is 100% false. The video, I played it for you yesterday. The Democrats who put this video together did not say to disobey lawful orders. They specifically said, if you are a member of the military, you have a duty under the UCMJ, which is correct, to disobey illegal orders.
The laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
So when Caroline Leavitt goes in the press room and says they were telling people to disobey lawful orders, that is a lie. That is false. I mean, this is like grade A pants on fire, 10 Pinocchios. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Remember the story, if you're not familiar with this, the story is that six Democrat lawmakers, all with former either military or like CIA backgrounds, put out this very generic video that basically said, Trump is bad and you have a duty to disobey illegal orders, which is true under the UCMJ. It's true. By the way, I thought Channel 3, Bob Solarski last night did a really good job saying exactly the same thing that I said yesterday, which is, of course, the right thing to say.
Well, to be clear, under the Uniform Code of Military Justice and federal law, U.S. military members have an obligation to disobey unlawful orders.
Yep.
And cannot be prosecuted for doing so.
Yep.
In fact, a service member could be court-martialed for following orders that are criminal or violate U.S. law or violate the Constitution. A military judge at a court-martial would decide whether an order is legal or not.
That's 100% correct. So what President Trump put on Truth Social is, in response to the Washington Examiner article, the headline or the title of which was Democratic Veterans in Congress Urge Service Members to Refuse Unspecified Unlawful Orders. And that was my criticism at all yesterday. I mean, the general thing is true. And you want soldiers thinking about the Constitution. You want them thinking about ethics and morality. And you want them thinking about the law. Because you do not want them out there, you know, killing civilians, for example, or torturing people or suppressing people's civil rights. You want them to be Americans. You also want them to obey laws. And even in gray areas, you want them to obey laws. There are many ungray areas. And in ungray areas, you want them not to do it. So Trump says this is really bad and dangerous for our country, to our country. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. What? Seditious is all caps. Seditious behavior from traitors. Lock them up. Question. President DJT. How is it sedition to tell people what the law is? How is it sedition to tell military members what their own code of military justice says? That's not sedition. That's patriotism. If anything, you're engaging in something, I mean, problematic at least. Okay? He then says in a subsequent one, seditious behavior punishable by death. Good Lord. I mean, the president's off his rocker. There's no defense of this. And if you're defending the president on this, you're wrong. And for Carolyn Leavitt to lie about it, she's wrong. Now, does the chain of command depend on people obeying orders when they disagree? Absolutely, it does. Does it depend on them disobeying orders when they don't want to, or obeying orders when they don't want to? Absolutely, it does. But there is a line which you cannot cross. And if you do cross it, and then you claim, well, I was obeying orders, you can be prosecuted for that as a military member. And members of the military know this, which is why it's so horrifying that the commander of the military, the commander-in-chief, is even disagreeing, let alone acting like them telling military members the law is in fact sedition, which it is definitely not. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. PJ has got traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound right near Crestview. They're saying the roadway is clear. Also, the front gate of NES Pensacola backed up to Interbay. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The holidays are here at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl's is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area. Amazing doorbuster deals are back for Black Friday, along with some special financing. Bernina machines starting as low as $12.99. Several models to choose from. In addition, Daryl's has lots of baby lock machines in stock and available. Gift cards are available and stocking stuffers are $50 or less. Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is not for anyone in particular, but for what is apparently a large number of defectors and traitors to our cause who simply must be called out for their treacherous behavior. Before I tell you what they've done, allow me to properly prepare you that this is very stern stuff. You will be shocked. Okay, everybody thinking about your happy place and gently nuzzling your anxiety-reducing companion fidgets? Here goes. This week, our most hallowed source of all truth, National Public Radio, reported on a very concerning trend of liberals, people of color, and LGBTQ2SIA 4chan plus minus people buying guns. I'll pause while you recover from your gasping. According to interviews of more than 30 people in the Gospel of the Present Moment at NPR, members of our cause are abandoning their fear of firearms and their principled opposition to self-defense by actually going to a gun shop. I know. Purchasing a firearm. I know. And even going to, what do they call it, a shootout rangy thingy, whatever, for practice. Now, to their credit, apparently some of them had to Google how to buy a gun first, which is good since we eagerly brag that the key things we who oppose gun ownership know absolutely nothing about are guns, gun use, and gun ownership, obviously. But yes, these interviewees all basically said the same thing. They're afraid of President 34 felonies and the totalitarian regime he is bringing down upon this country. They are afraid of roving mobs of angry conservatives who might try to convert them to believing in private property and small government. But most of all, they are buying guns in case of civil unrest. In other words, not only are these otherwise wokeites in good standing buying guns, horror, but they are actually buying them for the reasons that Second Amendment advocates have always said are the reasons America has a Second Amendment. In other words, they are validating the point that the death collaborators on the other side have always said. And by NPR reporting on this growing trend of gays buying guns to avoid being victimized and people of color buying guns as if they fear a return to the days of Jim Crow Democrats when they were kept oppressed and disarmed in the South, we are risking a whole generation of good progressives who might be tempted to believe in the right to keep and bear arms for their own safety. Can you imagine where we'd be politically if we didn't have the gun issue and all those years of demonizing guns, gun owners, and the NRA to work with? Guns have been one of our great fear-based political wedges. What would we have left to demonize them with other than the ineffective tropes of misogyny and racism and homophobia and climate alarmism? And you know the worst part of this? The article clearly tells us these people are so afraid of retribution and retaliation that they won't even give their real names as purchasers of firearms. But if they remain undoxed, how can we go visit them at home and persuade them of their mistake and properly re-indoctrinate them into the holy virtues of pacifism and weakness? No, this is a horrible development all around, and we beseech the rest of you, dear Otherin, stay weak, hold the thin, defenseless line, and use your words instead of violence to solve all your problems. And if the bad people come for your family and your home and your rights, just curl up in a ball and hope for the best. Denial and impotence are fabulous tools for dealing with any threat. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Republican Michigan State Representative Jada Boyer, for his outrageous recent antics at a hearing of the House Oversight Committee where he so rudely ambushed Michigan Chief Deputy Superintendent Dr. Sue Carnell with a typical transphobic gotcha question about what parents don't want taught in their schools.
They do not believe it is the role of the government to dictate these kinds of things. Things like, you said, the science of gender. How many genders are there? How many genders are there?
Different people have different beliefs on that.
Well, you can believe all you want, but science says there's two.
Well, as you immediately surmised, this little PR stunt De Boyer performed was designed to make Carnell look foolish, but all it really did was expose his own ignorance. We all know that it's a ridiculous question because it has no correct answer. No one can say how many genders there are precisely because gender is not binary, nor is it trinary or quadrinary or even quintrinary. There are uncountable myriad of genders precisely because gender's not something you can categorize, baby. We literally call it gender fluidity, you Neanderthal. Fluidity means it varies along a spectrum. It's like asking how many shades of gray there are, and the answer is way more than 50. And when you put in all the colors of the holy rainbow, how many shades of all the different hues and tones? Well, you see the problem. And although Dr. Carnell, with her bachelor's degree in education from the University of Michigan and her doctoral degree in education leadership from Eastern Michigan, should certainly have known better how to answer the question, So many years of solid progressive indoctrination should have served her better. In this case, it did not. So instead of countering the question by explaining that there may be only two sexes, but an uncountably glorious rainbow of fruit-flavored genders, she sat there, smiled, and let the awkward silence become the story. And by the way, we note how unfair it is for this state representative to be questioning Dr. Carnell, since he has no degrees at all, having merely taken a few classes at the St. Clair Community College. So of course he knows nothing about the science of gender and sexuality. We didn't have hold of him long enough to teach him the truth. And to think that some backwards Michigander parent who actually limited themselves to a single-sex partner in the oppressed patriarchal construct of heterosexual marriage and then manufactured a child through the most boring form of sexual expression would be the person we should cater to in our educational objectives? Well, that's just childish. And completely contrary to the eternal pronouncements of science, according to this moment in history, the 21st day of October, year 2025, of the current era, without any reference to any particular religious personage, historical or imaginary. So with a finding that Dr. Carnell should be subject to remedial intersectional theory indoctrination level 3, we hereby order the outcasting of the real villain of this story, Representative Jay DeBoyer, whom we hereby pronounce excommunicado. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, an important note about our dear Mother Earth and our relationship with her. It has come to our attention that a recent study shows that the Atlantic Gulf Stream is on the verge of imminent collapse due to man-made global climate change. Obviously, we normally prefer to say human-sourced or person-originated rather than man-made for the sake of gender equality, but whenever the outcome is a terrible one, it's perfectly appropriate to call it man-made to remind people that nothing good has ever been made by an actual man. The Gulf Stream, scientifically referred to as the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, AMOC, which of course is how we will refer to it now on, according to Patterson's fourth thesis on declarifying communication, which reminds us to always be on the lookout for ways to make language less clear in order to make the uninitiated more afraid to ask questions for fear of exposing themselves as terminological outsiders. The worst kind of outsiders, really. So this AMOC, which is responsible for circulating immense amounts of warm water from the Gulf of Mexico toward Iceland and Great Britain, thereby warming them and preserving their temperate climate, is going to stop flowing any day now. And when it does, the countries who depend on it will be devastated by cooling comparable to what is experienced every winter in other normal latitudes like Canada and Scandinavia. In other words, we're facing a massive and dangerous cooling, possibly an ice age for Western Europe. Now, I know that we have been sounding the crisis alarms for a long time about the dangers of a hotter planet, so at first it might seem like a colder planet would be welcome news. Not so fast. Do you not remember, dear Otherin, when we were all scared during the 1970s that the observed cooling of the planet would continue and destroy us all? Until we realized that the planet was actually heating up to destroy us all. We must learn to take these fluctuations in the holy prophetic utterances of Her Majesty Science and not ask too many questions. If science now says cooling is the threat, then by Gaia, cooling is the threat. You must learn to be more nimble in your adaptation to the ever-changing nature of ideas that produce fear and anxiety. In fact, this is a perfect time to make sure you've all kept current your subscriptions to our most revered periodical, What Should I Be Afraid Of Today?, the newsletter for environmental hypochondriacs that gives you the sciencey sounding words to make it seem like whatever you fear is legitimate. As a longtime subscriber myself, I can only assure you that this essential daily update continually reminds me of the most current trends in the important fields of emerging anxiety and debilitating paranoia, as well as reminding me which fear sources we are abandoning because they turned out to be nothing after all, or else have fully served their political purpose. So if you live in Great Britain or Iceland, quickly and quietly destroy your Stop Boiling My Planet signs and replace them with Stop Freezing My Planet materials instead. Then be sure to tell people you've always been worried about cooling and never worried about heating. And if anyone wants to send ice scrapers and mittens to England, we're collecting them in the We Care More Than You Do package in the back. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
629 on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic for us. PJ?
Still working that vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound right near Crestview. They're saying the roadway is clear. There's also a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. Use those headlights. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. David Wayne has got a headline or two for us in the newsroom. David?
Well, President Trump and New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani will be meeting today. President Trump has said that he'll be hosting Mamdani when he arrives at the Oval Office. Both sides spreading the message that the meeting shows both Trump and Mamdani are willing to meet with anyone to benefit the citizens. The Trump administration is lifting tariffs on Brazilian imports as coffee prices surge. President Trump signed an executive order Thursday removing tariffs on Brazilian coffee, beef, and other food products that were subjected to a 40% tariff last July. The president said the tariffs were being lifted in part because of the progress in trade negotiations with Brazil.
Thanks so much, David. Somebody texts in about the whole disobeying orders dust-up and Trump's comments. Come on, Andrew, call it what it is. Democrats stirring the pot. What military member does not know they can refuse an illegal order? UCMJ is taught in basic training. Right! Exactly. It's so basic that it's amazing that Caroline Leavitt and the president are acting like it's not true. But I also agree, and I said this yesterday, if the Democrats would have done their job, they would have specified which illegal orders and what they would do to protect the disobeyers. That was cowardly on their part.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. After trading blows for months, New York City's mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani.
$5 million for 2027. There's more increases coming in 2028 and 2029 for solar and battery projects as well. If you're a residential customer using average amounts of electricity, you'll see your monthly bill go up. FPL says the settlement is fair, and they say it will keep bills below the national average. Consumer advocates disagree. They say the increases are excessive and plan to appeal that decision to the Florida Supreme Court. Gulf Shores police have made an arrest in one of the largest mail theft cases they've ever seen. A 29-year-old postal delivery driver is accused of stealing mail from more than 70 homes in Baldwin County. Investigators say they recovered over 1,000 pieces of mail from his car and his home, including checks and important legal documents. Bryant Nugent is facing two felony charges under Alabama's new mail theft law that went into effect in October. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service and Foley Police helped with the investigation. Residents are being urged to monitor their mailboxes carefully. The USPS also offers free daily mail preview services, which they say can help prevent mail theft in your neighborhood. An undermanned fire station in Ferry Pass is losing a piece of critical equipment. Fire Station 7 is losing its 100-foot aerial ladder truck because there's not enough firefighters to operate it. The truck would be moved to another location, and that's a problem in an area with lots of multi-story buildings, including HCA Florida West Hospital and the University of West Florida Apartments. If there were an emergency at those locations, they'd need the ladder truck. Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger says inadequate funding is to blame. She said the fire department needs 4-person crews to meet national standards, but the county isn't staffing to that level. Firefighters say mutual aid agreements with neighboring agencies would provide backup ladder response, but some residents are still worried about how quickly help might arrive in the instance of a high-rise emergency. An FSU football player taking legal action after being shot 3 months ago. Freshman linebacker Ethan Pritchard filed a lawsuit last month against two apartment complexes in Gadsden County. The 18-year-old was shot in Havana in what investigators believe was a case of mistaken identity. 4 people are facing charges in connection with the shooting. In his lawsuit, Pritchard claims the apartment complex should have evicted the alleged shooters for previous incidents at the properties. Homeowners associations are enjoying a positive approval rating. The story from News Radio's Chris Bryan. He says a lot of residents want reforms.
With Florida legislators considering the elimination of homeowners associations, a new poll shows 80% of residents approve of having an HOA. The poll results come from increasing calls from state legislators to completely undo the HOA system. The poll also found that 73% believe that reforming the current system is the right fix for bad actors. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Traffic is brought to you by Bell's Brand, Style, and Selection. Shop Bell's Florida this holiday for gifts for the entire family. Up to 60% off on everything, holiday-ready apparel and accessories. Bell's Florida, family-owned for 110 years and counting. Still working that vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound right near Crestview. They're saying the roadway is clear. Not showing any slowdowns in Pine Forest or Carr City. Also, there is a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
Today we
are going to be seeing that fog burn up as we head into the afternoon. Mostly sunny skies, high near 78 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Saturday, 20% chance of a stray shower in the morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, high near 78. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Going into Sunday, mostly sunny skies, high near 75. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 57. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. We've got 60 right now. It is still just a little bit foggy. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are sharply lower by more than 1.6% as the market awaits the fate of a Russia-Ukraine peace deal. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $57.83 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $62.32 per barrel. Treasury yields were lower this morning as investors looked for clues on the shape of the U.S. economy and the direction of monetary policy. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury fell over 2 basis points to trade at 4.075%. Gap blew away expectations for company-wide comparable sales, which grew 5% during the quarter after its viral Better in Denim campaign. CEO Richard Dixon told CNBC economic data points might point to consumer pressure, but the company's customers are still shopping. Gap's athleisure brand Athleta sales were also down 11% for the quarter. Futures are currently mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 386, the NASDAQ down 486. That's Your Money Now.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
If you have an HD radio in your car, you can listen to News Radio 92.3 from Fort Walton Beach all the way to the Mississippi line.
You heard me right. Here's how.
Tune to 98.7, wait a few seconds until you see the HD signal displayed, then turn the radio up 2 clicks to HD3. Then you can listen to Andrew McKay, Pet Talk with Meg, Marpy Van Camp and Robbins, and Petscola right now, all over the Gulf Coast. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Drink the water from my hand. Contagious as you think I am.
Does anybody have something that needs to be discussed in January? That's.
I mean, I still. In my opinion, we're going to continue having the people come from Perdita Key to every public forum until we address the
customer use. Yeah.
Whether we're going to do something.
Customer use in January, I agree.
That's good.
That's a great idea.
Not my issue,
I am nervous to put that on a cow because we can't take public input at a cow.
No, but we could talk. I have some ideas on that I'd like to just put out the board. I think we could have a discussion. And
I think we've heard the public input. The people that live there don't want it, and the people that travel there that want to be on it, that want to traverse the beach do want it. Man, I mean, it's going to be pretty cut and dry as to if you have a unit there, you don't want it. If you don't, then you do. I think it's going to come down to whatever it is we want to do, and that's not necessarily. I'm just saying, I think it would be healthy for the board for the entire, for the next calendar year to do something, whatever that is.
That makes sense. I would agree with that as well.
You know, this is very interesting. We talked about this some yesterday, but I had not played you the clips from the end of the meeting. Quick backdrop. People had come a couple of weeks ago to complain about limitations on beach access, particularly at access number one on Perdido Key. Then in the last meeting, several of the beach owners had come to say the other side, which is, you know, we bought our property. Why shouldn't people be allowed to go through our backyard and create a mess like they typically do? And, you know, customary use has become something that the county commission can declare, essentially. And so there's this big fight over whether the public who does not own property on Perdido Key, where it is property to the waterline by the property line markers, or by the, you know, property appraiser, that whether the public has access to the dry sand above the waterline for and for how far. You know, and that's going to be the question. This is not the 75-foot issue. This is a different part of the beach, but it's the same basic principle of, you know, what does the law say? What is the county going to decide? And will people have access to those parts of the beach? Anyway, so they're going to have a committee of the whole meeting about this in January. That's a good idea. Ashley Hoffberger raises the question that, well, the one thing I don't like about making it a cow issue is that the people can't come and have their input. But actually, I agree with Stephen Berry about this. The sides are pretty clear. The people who own property up to the waterline, they don't want the public on their beach. And the people who don't own property there or own it close, they want access to the beach. And so you're just going to have a sort of a long list of people who come up and complain about why their side is right. And the arguments are not going to be all that interesting. They've heard a lot of them. And what he's saying is, I'd like to not have to hear this every couple of weeks for the next year, and I'd like to not have to waste these people's time coming here to persuade us of something that we're not going to do anything about. Let's talk about it. So I think this is a good point that they're going to have a conversation. Then Mike Kohler kind of brings in some additional things, which had kind of been hinted at by earlier speakers.
I really think the board needs to reflect on, should we ask to try to get Johnson's Beach back?
Yes.
I mean, honest to God, a board could collectively do that. That would open up a lot of access out on Perdido Key. It would also probably relieve some of the this tension on the homeowners out there. So there's things, I mean, I know that would have to go to the Department of Interior and a lot of different things, but all that needs to be part of the discussion.
I think that's a great January.
And they've also been talking about, you know, down the way, the state park at the other end, you know, whether that could be something. Lumen May.
Just to comment what you said, I mean, for me, historically, Johnson Beach was the only beach that African Americans could go to. And when we say beach access, I mean, it's a public beach and people have to pay $20, $23 to go on that beach. I think that's a fine idea. It's not my district. I always yield to the commissioner of his district because I won't get ahead of him. But that would be a fine idea for people to be able to go to their beach free. I mean, what an idea.
If you listen, I don't think this is going to happen. I think there are way too many hurdles between here and there. Plus the question of cost. Does the county really want to take on maintenance of this, you know, big stretch? Is it going to charge admission? Would it be lower admission? Would it be no admission whatsoever? I mean, lots of questions. You know, it's an interesting hypothesis, I suppose, but it just doesn't seem very likely to happen in real life, just like the state park isn't likely to get transferred to us either. But, you know, it's there. Oh, by the way, also, the issue of the public participating, before the ordinance ever happens, before there's ever a change, the public would have a chance to participate. They don't have to participate at the committee of the whole meeting is the only issue. And I'm sure they would bring in representative from both sides, so it's not like you wouldn't get both sides aired out very well. Mike Stroberger, which it is his district now ever since the redistricting that that Jeff Bergosh pushed through years ago. Mike Stroberger, District 1, it's his area, Perdido Key.
I'm not ready to talk about customary use yet. I know we need to talk about it at some point. But I need to do more research.
And he says he's going to have like a town hall meeting, I think in Beulah, maybe this month. And so he wants to talk with more people in the public and get their perspective. Because, again, the people, there's the beachfront property owners, and then there's the not quite on the beachfront, you know, condo owners or whatever. And then there's the rest of the public who live inland. And all of those are relevant people to be talking to. And, you know, that's, I think, what he was getting at. So this is a to be decided. And as I kind of said yesterday, I think there's going to be a massive amount of fighting over this. No surprise. We fight a lot over access to waterfront, because, you know, waterfront's nice and people want it. And what to do about the conflict between what's available and what people's desire is. That's not something that's easy to solve. 6:45 on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still just working that vehicle crash. I-10 eastbound right near Crestview. They're saying the roadway is clear. Also, Gulf Beach Highway, not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Hey, if you need any kind of work done on the inside of your home to the complicated systems like the electrical or the plumbing or the heating or the air conditioning, or maybe you want a generator installed, you know, for safety's sake, Peden, they can take care of you for all of that. You know, back in 1969, Robert Peden started this company because, you know, he wanted to be cool. He wanted to do air conditioning, and he did, and he built a company that grew over the years, including, of course, I mean, you know, heating is a very natural add-on, and then plumbing, and then electrical, and all of this stuff, and all the way from not just Panama City, but Tallahassee, all the way west to here, now into Baldwin County, into Mobile, so they've been expanding ever since, basically doing good work and, you know, standing by with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Well, right now, one of their promotions is if you want a smarter, safer home, Peden's $89 smart home consultation means that their licensed professionals will come to your house and design a custom plan that connects your comfort, your security, and your energy savings into a simple system. You can start living smarter with Peden. Find out more at Peden, PEDEN.com.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. This means more time with your care team and appointments, more focus on your health needs, plus daily group activities and access to an on-site fitness center. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road with a new location on Mobile Highway now open. Visit Ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
Running a business is tough, but getting connected shouldn't be. Data Revolution is making it easy with free installation of phones and network upgrades. Whether you're opening a new office or upgrading your current setup, our expert team handles everything fast, reliably, and with zero installation fees. Search Data Revolution today to schedule your free installation and see our over 70 five-star reviews. Data Revolution is helping your business stay connected.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Naughty, 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 you filthy old sunker.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life.
I just do love this song so much.
It's only life after all.
Oh, it's so good. 6:49 News Radio 92.3. And not just because of the part about the Doctor of Philosophy. Let's see. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. I'll get to David in just a minute. He's working on a report for Cat Country. Other stuff that's been going on at the county commission, one of the things that they talked about was this ECAT study for $175,000, which would incorporate the new microtransit model, Lumen May.
You don't even know exactly what the funding level is going to be for transportation, and we don't really know what the desire of this board is going to be for transportation. So I don't want a study to just, you know, be a part of the third study that sits on a shelf.
Well, I didn't even realize we had two other studies, so now I'm with you. I'm willing to drop it and look at those. And
Well, you know, I had asked Wes Moreno about this last week, and or Monday, anyway, I guess Monday. I had asked him about this, and the answer is, well, because the prior studies did not include what is now a game-changing adaptation for ECAT, which is the microtransit. So that's why they want to do a new study. Now, I hate spending for a new study. I mean, we've done so many studies before. But remember, you know, Lumen's disposition is to not change anything. You know, he doesn't want to change anything because he's, you know, these are jobs and these are kind of, you know, people that are part of his constituency, the union, all that kind of stuff. Wes is wanting efficiency and Wes is wanting to, you know, cut costs and, you know, make the ride service better. And so am I. And so, you know, I think having a study, though it's expensive, is a way to get at which routes need to be cut, which routes need to be shifted to a smaller size bus, which routes can be abandoned completely because they can be, you know, shifted over to microtransit. You know, should we be doing more microtransit? All of that. I mean, it's kind of a revolutionary moment or a turning point moment for ECAD in the county if we can go ahead and do it. Now, they pulled this, and I hope they'll bring it back. I assume they'll bring it back. But 651 on News Radio 92.3, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hello, I'm sorry about that. Good morning. The Trump administration is planning to open over 1 billion acres of U.S. waters to gas and oil drilling. The Interior Department announcing on Thursday that they're planning to hold over 30 sales of leases in federal waters, and that includes the Eastern Gulf and the coast off of Alaska.
You know, I was not entirely clear where this might be. It's my understanding that it's, you know, more than 100 miles away, which is, I guess, a start.
Right.
But also, it's nowhere close to, like, the Eglin Range, is it? I mean, they said Eastern Gulf, but there's, you know, we're way to the east. So that's my concern,
well,
is where this would be.
I was looking at the map of it earlier. It looked like there was a buffer zone between us and the zone that was opening up. But it is, like, directly south of...
That's what I thought. Yeah. Is maybe it's south of us, west of the test range. But, yeah, I mean, look, if you ever go over to Alabama, it's oil rig after oil rig after oil rig on the horizon. It's disgusting looking, let alone being, you know, obviously, an environmental risk. So this doesn't make me happy, you know? I thought we'd solve this problem, but apparently not. Anyway, sorry, go ahead. What else you got?
Well, how about some good news? I don't do that very often. The cost of a Thanksgiving dinner is down 5% this year, Andrew. The American Farm Bureau Federation says the cost of a holiday meal dropped after retailers implemented a 16% drop in the price of turkey. The Farm Bureau Federation, I believe it is. Yeah, Farm Bureau Federation says that the wholesale price of fresh turkey is actually up, but grocery stores are offering deals, which has brought the price down.
Yeah,
it sounds like some tricky math.
Yeah, I think Publix has the best deal in town. I think theirs is a don't have to buy anything else and a pretty good price on the turkey, if I remember correctly. So I'm the grocery shopper. So my wife actually looks through the ads, and then she tells me where the good deal is. So, and then I go buy the stuff and cook the stuff. So was that it? Was that your third one?
That was.
Perfect.
That's all I got for now.
Thank you so much. 653 on News Radio 92.3. I had kind of hinted at this the other day, but it was nice to see somebody actually confirm it with good reporting. We were talking about the F-35 deal with the Saudis and how, you know, I'm not super comfortable with any of this, but we are a massive seller of military hardware to the Saudis, so it's not like it's going to change. But I had made the comment. I said, I don't love selling our latest and greatest, which currently is the F-35, but I trust that we will only be selling, like, the LX version. You know, well, we will not be selling the best of the best, and that turns out to be true. Good article in the National Security Journal reporting that the jets will arrive downgraded export configuration, stripped of the most advanced weapons, electronic warfare tools, and customization rights that Israel currently enjoys with its F-35I Adir. One of the problems is that we're always kind of committed to making sure that Israel has the best, and so we don't want to be selling the best to somebody else who might be their adversary. Well, Israel has, you know, a much better version. We still don't sell anybody outside of the U.S. our best version of these things. And it all has to do with software and customization, like Israel can adapt their own weapons, which other countries don't have that ability. But there's all kinds of things that we can tinker with or limit or, you know, kind of like if you sold a car with a speed regulator, think of it like that. But seriously, it's like selling, you know, it doesn't have the automatic windows. It has the, you know, manual windows, and it doesn't have the, you know, the comfort seats and the, you know, the driver assist and the lane keeping. It just... And when we sell military hardware, that's what we do. Like when we sell Abrams tanks to our allies, we do not sell them the good ones. We don't sell them. I think it's the typically it's the adaptive armor, which is the armor that's designed to go out and catch the bullet before it comes into the tank. Like, basically, it's, I mean, stuff is amazing. But we don't give them that. And so we don't give them a lot of the, you know, the really advanced internals either. It's one of the reasons why when every once in a while, like if a tank, say that, you know, I don't know, Ukraine might have been using that gets destroyed or captured, it's a deal, but it's not a big deal. You know, it's not as big as if they'd have captured one of ours. It has everything in it, right? So that's, I suppose it's a kind of good news. It's also an interesting note that maybe this will give, because Israel had been against this, that maybe Israel might be quicker to get, if we ever do get it developed, which I guess we will, the F-47 is the one that's coming next. So anyway, just kind of an interesting note I thought about that. PJ has got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Thank you, Andrew. 9 miles accident-free right now. Not showing any delays in Carr City. Also, Highway 90 clear from Milton to Pace. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, somebody texts in. Oh, also the self-destruct feature. The remote destroy or the remote disable. This is one of those, like, it's rumored to be there, and you kind of figure, probably not, but I don't know, could be. Backdoor software update kind of thing. Who knows? 656 on News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality cars. And, you know, they warranty their cars to 100,000 miles or 10 years, and they treat you like they want you to come back. You know, a lot of times you go to the used car place, and the used car place is going to, you know, it makes you feel icky. It makes you feel like they're trying to get one over on you, and you just hope you get out of there without spending too much on a lemon. Well, at Frontier, the warranty is included, and they will follow up with you afterwards to make sure it's good. And they only sell good quality cars because they want you to come back. They want you to feel so good that you're like, oh, I would do that again and again and again. So for the rest of my life, I'd buy my cars from them. It's a different philosophy, and that's why they're so successful. So Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620, somebody else says, yeah, with LoJack. That's right, with the selling them the F-35 or the Abrams main battle tanks with LoJack equipped. Another military note, kind of an interesting one. You know, the Army-Navy game every year has a, you know, they always come up with more and more interesting helmet art and jersey art. Well, the Army one had been revealed a little bit recently, but the Navy one, of course, we care a little bit more about that. There's some Army stationed here locally, don't get me wrong. The Public Affairs Committee. I have the worst time remembering the name. It's a very large, the 350th here at NAS Pensacola, but it's for whatever reason, I always have the worst time remembering their actual name. So we do have Army stationed here locally. Anyway, the Navy uniform is based on the original 6 frigates of the U.S. Navy, including the Constitution, which is still in service. It's a blue jersey with details that reference the historic ships, a copper-colored helmet because the frigates were copper-clad in the beginning. They had a layer of copper on the outside with copper nails. The copper helmet has a hand-painted image of the frigate on one side, logo on the other. And it's all the little details that I think are fascinating. Around the helmet is an image of a rope that's going around a wooden plank. The rope has 63 knots front and back, the sum of which is nods to the 63rd Army-Navy game, or Navy 63 wins in the Army-Navy game, which is 126 versions. You have the jersey numbers and the names are in a font similar to the typography used in the written copy of the Act to Provide Naval Armaments, the 1794 law that enabled the Navy to be formed and build ships. I mean, you know, just kind of cool stuff. The font used on the helmet is the same as the font used on the U.S. Constitution's depth markers. I don't know. I think these things are, you know, neat, interesting. It's all about the history and all about honoring that history. And so, I think these are good. And you'll see them. You know, they did the Blue Angels a few years ago, but every year they come out with something new. Oh, it is Phil the Mayflower today. So out at Cordova Mall, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, is there. We are there. I will be out there later on this morning. Come by and say hi. Money is always good. Mana is one of the key people or key entities to which we donate every single year. A significant portion of our tithe goes to them. Non-perishable food items, canned goods, vegetables are obviously very good. Peanut butter is always a winner. Money is also perfectly fine. You can come give your donations. This is their big food drive of the year. Canned beans, oatmeal in boxes of single-serve packets is what they want, not the big, container. But at Cordova Hall all day.
News every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Can they set aside